From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. North and South Korea on Tuesday agreed to hold military talks to improve relations. Doug Bernard has more after the two nations held their first formal discussions in more than 2 years.
The rival nations said in a joint statement they have agreed to defuse the current military tension and to hold military talks to address the issue. North Korea also agreed Tuesday to participate in the Pyeongchang Olympics to be held in February in South Korea. The talks were aimed at facilitating North Korea's participation in the Olympics and finding ways to reduce heightened tensions over Pyongyang's growing nuclear and missiles development programs. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
European plane-maker Airbus said it planned to boost the number of planes it makes in China under a deal signed in Beijing Tuesday to expand cooperation at its Tianjin assembly plant. Brian Benito has those details.
The provisional deal was signed during a state visit to China by French President Emmanuel Macron. Airbus said the latest Tianjin agreement would result in production increasing to 6 aircraft per month, up from 4 at present, at the local final assembly line for the Airbus A320 family of jets. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
The U.S. Special Counsel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election has discussed with President Donald Trump's legal team the prospect of interviewing the president. The two sides met last month, but according to people familiar with the matter, no details of a possible interview have yet been worked out. Investigators are also looking at whether Trump tried to obstruct the FBI's work by firing Director James Comey. This is VOA News. Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono on Tuesday said that Tokyo could not accept South Korea's demands for additional measures regarding a 2015 bilateral agreement on the matter of Korean women forced to work in Japanese wartime brothels. Isha Shirai has more.
Kono made the remarks to reporters after South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa said Seoul was not seeking to renegotiate the agreement, but that Tokyo needed to make further efforts to help the victims.
The agreement is part of the foundations of the bilateral cooperation and the establishment of future-oriented relationship between Japan and South Korea that is also currently also dealing with the threat from North Korea.
Under the agreement, Japan apologized to victims and provided $8.8 million to a fund to support them. Kono added that the ministry would protest against South Korea's demands through diplomatic channel in Tokyo and Seoul. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
Calls grew on Tuesday for the release of two Reuters journalists in Myanmar who are facing accusations of breaching the country's Official Secrets Act. Jeff Custer has that story.
The reporters Hua Lone and Jaw Saw U were detained on December 12th and are due to make their second appearance in court Wednesday. The two had worked on Reuters' coverage of a crisis in the western state of Rakhine, where an estimated 655,000 Rohingya Muslims had fled from a military crackdown that followed a militant attack on security forces. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton tweeted, "A free press is critical to a free society. The detention of journalists anywhere is unacceptable. The Reuters journalists being held in Myanmar should be released immediately." The Ministry of Information said the reporters were, in their words, arrested for possessing important and secret government documents related to Rakhine State and security forces. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
An Iranian oil tanker continues to burn in the East China Sea 3 days after it collided with a Chinese cargo ship off of China's east coast. China's Ministry of Transport said Tuesday that efforts by emergency vessels to extinguish the fire and search for missing crewmen were hampered by poor conditions at sea, including strong winds and choppy waves, along with toxic fumes from the wrecked tanker. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has announced that more than 260,000 Salvadorians living in the U.S. will be stripped of temporary protected status, or TPS. DHS ruled that conditions in El Salvador had improved enough for return home despite a 16-year history of integration across multi-generation households. The end of TPS for Salvadoran communities comes in the footsteps of similar decisions regarding beneficiaries from Haiti, Nicaragua, and Sudan. Twitter and Fox Sports announced that they are kicking off the 2018 FIFA World Cup with a major partnership to stream games on Twitter. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.